Today's message is 1027 Mike and the Afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, I don't think this is going to come to a surprise to you that there are some weird dudes out there.
I'm well aware.
Are you? Okay.
Yes, I think I've met most of them.
See, I didn't think it would surprise you too much.
No.
And this is in Kernersville, North Carolina. 25-year-old guy, Stefan Ryan Shuford, is facing multiple charges. This is just messed up. It was after he was being accused of attacking multiple women last Friday by thrusting his face into their buttocks.
Gross.
You got it. Gross.
I mean, how did he not get kicked in his face?
I believe that that may have been close to being a reality.
Wow. I'm surprised he has teeth.
Yeah, he shouldn't because, well, I think the thing is that you're so shocked.
Yeah,
you know?
I was thinking that too. People are like, what just happened?
Right, because you think, well, he fell or something. You know, I mean, you're just walking.
Butt?
You're doing your thing. Yeah, it's like, well,
it's large, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
well, it may be a fantasy for some guys, you know. It's like, all right, well, if I just fell into it, it's okay.
I'm sorry my butt got in your fall.
Yeah, right. So it's a good thing. You know, you could have broke your neck. Yeah. And so he was charged with assault on a female and sexual battery after being detained at a shopping center. So he approached three separate women from behind, forced his face in the rears. Yeah.
I'm not laughing at the ladies because I would have been
God,
livid.
No. Yes.
I'm just laughing at the description.
What in the
world is wrong with people?
Well, this is what I told you at the beginning. There are some weird people in the world. I mean, you look at it and you go, ugh.
Ish.
Particularly if you're like watching this, and you look up and you just happen to see this guy, it's like, what's he? Oh my God!
Yeah, you're disgusting.
Yeah, because otherwise, and you know, you're walking along as the female, and just all of a sudden,
yeah, that super would gross me out for sure.
Two of the cases, he allegedly licked them from behind without warning. On their back. I don't know what they were wearing, but that's creepy. Right. Now you've just upped the creep factor.
What makes you think that is even semi-acceptable in real life, much less in public?
So, well, his lawyers are using the old A's crazy defense. He's got bipolar disorder and schizophrenia.
Take your meds, bro.
Yeah. I mean, to tell you, there's a lot of people with bipolar and schizophrenia.
They don't lick people.
They don't lick people. They don't thrust. And that's the thing. They put that in quotations to make sure that you knew that this is what he thrust his face into
that
their buttocks.
My fave.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
And so a representative for the local district attorney didn't have it. He branded him a danger to society.
I would say.
And so, but here's the thing that they've come up with, though. The community relations officer at the police department there offered advice if anything like this should happen to you. Because what are the odds, right? I mean, must be pretty great now that this has happened once, right? It's happened once in the United States, and these guys are like,
so
all right.
Here's what to do just in case.
Try and get away.
Oh, right. Thanks,
number one,
geniuses.
Right? Yeah, get some separation from the person,
and then
because what they're acting like these women just sat there and went, oh, okay, are you done yet? I mean,
yeah,
no.
I mean, I'm sure they jumped away.
Exactly,
and were like, what just happened?
All right, next thing, tell them to stop. Yeah,
all right. So realistic.
Yeah, you know, so somebody spent 8 hours of their day at the police department. Yeah, they're putting this together. It's like, yeah, no, you need to add more to it.
Yeah,
keep going.
Tell them to stop, right. And then what?
If you're in a retail store, be loud.
Oh my gosh.
Be affirmative, or very assertive with them.
He didn't try and kidnap them, people.
I know.
It's for the love,
right? And well, and the thing is, like, they're going to be doing this already because you're not going to be quiet. Some man thrusts his head into your butt. Guess what? I don't think you're going to be quiet.
Can't get enough of
that. I don't know of any woman that's going to be quiet.
No.
I mean, you know, even if, you know, she's like, oh, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it's going to be like,
still not okay.
Yeah. And tell them to stop, get away.
Wonderful.
Right. All right. Thanks, Officer Blake Jones, for offering that part up.
Yeah, thanks for your 2 cents.
Yeah, good thing that we've got that. All right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's message is 1027.